Hey, welcome to Hard On Podcast. It's not about length, but how you use it. I'm Sean Barnes. How are you, Jay?
I'm good. So, I'm coming at you from not from my basement, actually.
No shit. Where are you?
I'm in the new podcast studio.
No shit. Oh,
well,
man.
That's kind of a lie.
That's exciting.
I'm in the office next to the
your
podcast studio. I'm sitting at my desk.
Adjacent.
Yes. I'm also a podcasting Jason.
You are.
So there you go. Yeah, I'm hanging out and sitting at my desk. Just hanging out in the loneliness of this empty building, which is the only reason I feel comfortable enough to be here.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be out in the public, by yourself is the best way.
Yeah, I'm just by myself in this room. I came here yesterday, too, and I worked for like 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to have actual like busy things to do.
That's good.
You know?
That's great.
Yeah, like none of it's really important. None of it's like, you know, it needs to be done in the next 2 days. But I kind of woke up with the mindset that that's how I needed to approach everything. So I had a sense of purpose. It was good.
Good. I'm back at work now.
Yes, you are.
How's that? Which is, it's interesting. I mean, doing it from home. So it's not like my actual like daily, I don't want to say my daily routine hasn't changed because it has obviously, but like my daily like procedures, like as far as like getting up and going and getting ready for work and shit like that. Like
right.
That shit's still all the same as far as just like roll out of bed, sit at the computer. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But it's good. It's good to be, you know, busy, I guess.
Productive.
Yeah. But, yeah,
yeah, I'm in that weird,
slowly happening, I guess.
I'm in that weird spot between wanting to go back and not ever wanting to go back.
For sure.
So, yeah. Yeah, that's where I am. Like, the idea that our jobless rate is as high as it's been since the Great Depression, that's kind of scary. So,
it is. But I guess this is a slightly different to the point where people just consider, I mean, people are considering their joblessness to be temporary.
Yeah.
That's what people are saying anyway. So,
yeah, we don't know anything.
Yeah. I don't know anything.
No, I'm a dope. I don't know anything about anything. I did argue. Yes, 2 days ago was the first ever Facebook comment I think I've ever made.
Oh, my God, dude. I saw it and I was like, what the hell just happened?
My moratorium has been broken. I've had, you know, two or three Facebook accounts over the years. I think this is the first time I've ever actually commented on anything. I just could not. I don't know why. It's just I could not hold back on the absolute ignorant stupidity any longer. It's
for
just,
sure.
Like the comment was about the post was a mutual friend of ours who was talking about not promoting the plandemic videos that was on YouTube or have been on YouTube circulating down. And I'm sure everybody in the world knows about that shit. But, you know, YouTube's been yanking them down because they're fucking dangerously uninformed and scary.
Right.
So this one I can't even think. I can't think of an offensive word not offensive enough but isn't too offensive for the podcast, if
I
that
understand.
Makes any sense. So anyway, this ignorant cunt responds with something along the lines of like, what's the difference between people, between, you know, someone seeking alternate treatment or whatever, alternate information or whatever, then getting like, you know, then seeking alternate treatment for chemotherapy.
Right.
That was the gist of her comment, and my response was that cancer isn't fucking
contagious.
Contagious. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was it. That was it. That's all I had. Oh, mm-hmm. And then she responded with saying, like, are we sure about that? Because
bro,
some cancers.
She added
like,
you.
She added me?
She added
oh,
you.
Oh, she added. Yeah, 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 yeah. Are you sure?
A-T. Yeah.
I loved it. I love it. Because, yeah, she tried to say how HPV is a virus and often turns into cancer. And, but, you know.
Dude,
although,
I saw your comment to that. It was just, oh, Christ.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was just like, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I can picture that entire, I could picture you in that moment.
Yeah.
Being like, why the fuck did I even get into this?
Yeah. Yeah, so that moron was the one. I mean, I read a lot of moronical shit, especially over the past couple of months, but man.
I was surprised. I was like, that's what did it?
I was lying in bed. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. I've been in this really thick depression over the last probably 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. And I was just like having that Cameron Frye, moment from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, just laying in my bed, staring at the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And then I started mindlessly flipping through Facebook, and she just caught me in the mood. So I guess if everybody gets one, that's my one. Which it's not like, I started a flame war with somebody and I was fucking, heroic right. And I backed her into a corner and we fought epically. And at the end, she was reversed. No, I made a comment, which is a big deal for me. So.
I seriously was taken aback. I was convinced that your girlfriend used a device you were accidentally logged into. And she didn't realize it, and then commented, thinking it was like that was. I thought that was more likely. That's how surprised I was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do? Fucking ignoramus. And
I Kieran's been working up in the a room of the house to the point where I went up there and I was like, "You'll never guess what just happened." I was like, crazy. "I know you're busy right now, but
I'm in the middle guess what the hell just happened. Of everything."
I've been active on the socials myself recently, and I'm having a blast with it.
Oh my god, you have been as an alternate personality.
Oh my god, I didn't realize how much having a parody Twitter account, how much fun that could be.
It's freeing, isn't it? Like you don't have to say anything.
I called somebody a pussy yesterday. I would never do that in real life.
Yeah,
or on my own. Like
right.
But I called somebody a pussy and it was very liberating. It was very freeing.
Yeah.
Like I was like, oh my god, this is now my outlet. This is my new this is where I go to just get to release every frustration I've ever had.
This is how every troll account has ever started. I was like, oh, I started this parody account, or oh, I just started this anonymous account, and then they become a Hall of Fame troller and someone kills themselves and they're like, whatever, it's just fucking Facebook.
Well, at least
you're killing it
with joy
on the ghost of Bob Stack, right?
Yes,
ghost of Robert Stack.
Robert Stack's ghost is the name of the account. GhostStack03 is the @ if you're interested.
Yeah, it sort of complements our current efforts with Unsolved Mystery Science Theater.
Yes,
which this week hits the halfway mark of season one.
Oh yeah, dude, it's been so much fun.
12 and 13 should be this week, which means. It's all downhill from there.
Right.
What do you think? We wrap up season one before the pandemic is over? Or do you?
I think that's almost a certainty. I mean, we've been doing 2 a week.
Yeah, so more weeks.
yeah, I think that's very likely. They just extended New York State pause through June 6th or something. So.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't,
It's great news.
So I figure I'll be at least working from home that entire time. And
great.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's 5 weeks from now or so.
It's almost a whole month from now.
Yeah. So terrific. We'll definitely rip through the end of, we'll have one, at least one complete season. That's so funny.
It's so I seriously, not to sound like, I don't know. I feel like you and I have been a little more open during this thing about I'm just hanging out with you. I don't know. I can't wait until we can actually sit in the same room and watch an episode of Unsolved Mysteries and just fucking goof off.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We'll do something. We'll get trench coats.
Mm. That's what we should do. We should create episode art for it. The thumbnail for it should be us in trench coats.
Just standing under a streetlight. Hands in pockets.
Of course.
perhaps you. It's a good time. UMSTpodcast.com. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyhow.
But yeah, I called this dude basically. He said, let me tell you something. I still ain't watching Unsolved Mysteries, not even in the daytime. Fuck that shit. And then Robert Stack's ghost called him a pussy.
I love it.
Oh my God. I'm having so much fun with it.
I love it, dude. It's great.
Somebody said Robert Stack's voice still creeps me out, and I said good.
I saw that. Good. You said good, period. With the period, that gave it some more gravity, a little gravitas. Right. It's like, mm-hmm. good.
Somebody shared a clip of like a Christmas message Unsolved Mysteries did, and they were like, from all of us here at Unsolved Mysteries, like, and what did they say? Like, and may peace be with you and may all your mysteries be solved. Oh my God. And I responded, I said, truth be told, we hoped all of their mysteries were never solved. Oh man, it's just great. And I also said, it's the holidays, call me Bob. Like, dude, I don't know. It's just so much fun.
Fun.
And the way people are responding to it, I almost feel like a celebrity. It's the funniest thing. Or at least I'm portraying the ghost of a dead celebrity. So that's kind of cool.
I would like to. I saw the Dennis Farina one. Where you're like, yeah, who the fuck is Dennis Farina? So I think now that Dennis Farina is gone too, I think that I will start the Ghost of Dennis Farina account.
You should.
And then we can go at each other for like Unsolved Mysteries superiority. And they'll be like, yo, these two clowns are going at each other in the afterlife.
Dude, it's happened a couple times where people comment about the Dennis Farina version of the show and then being like, oh, I know there's older ones too, but I like these. Like, I've seen that actually come up a few times.
All right, well, that's so crazy. Like, those are crazy people.
Well, that's what basically what I'm commenting. Like, are you fucking insane?
Those are straight up crazy people.
So how fucking funny would it be if you also liked it as Dennis Farina's ghost? And, oh, it sounds great. I think we're onto something here.
All right. Well, I'll get on it.
Speaking of Unsolved Mysteries, UFOs are a thing now. So, and everybody's, no one's making a big deal about it.
We are so fucked up. The world is so fucked up.
Yeah.
That a UFO video released by the government is not the story of the century.
Right.
That's where we are
mm-hmm.
in life.
Yeah. The Pentagon said, yeah, we don't know what this shit is.
Yeah, here's some video of a couple of redneck flyboys calling each other bro and dude. And,
yeah, that was weird. But
and looking at, bro, did you see that, bro? Bro, God, bro, you're hot, bro. Thanks, dude. Dude, you're fucking hot. Yeah, we're fucking hot, bro. We're hot for each other, but the other dude.
Dude, chicks love how fucking hot we are.
Nah, man, chicks love how hot you are way more.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe we need to get together and spend more time together and our hotness can rub off on each other. Like, we can rub our hotness on each other.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah. Oh,
fuck yeah. Dude, is that a UFO?
No, bro.
What is that, dude?
Dude, that's just my excitement for, like, how fucking hot we are.
Oh, God, that's hot, bro.
Bro.
Dude.
Maybe we can catch up to them and then, like, ask them how, like, if they think we're hot.
You think they're hot, too? Let's go check out.
Well, they gotta be. I mean, if they're from another planet, they wouldn't let just like fucking a couple of Uggos come to Earth, right? A
couple of fucking Uggo chuds. Yeah, no.
You know, fucking Uggo chud aliens.
No, man, fuck that. I bet you they're super fucking hot. Let's catch them.
Yeah, they're like the us of Mars. Like,
shit, bro.
Yeah. We're meeting our Martian counterparts right now.
I'm going to do a wicked loop-de-loop right now.
Holy shit, you see that? They went underwater and they came back up and there's two of them.
That's fucking rad. Do you think loop-de-loop is an official Navy pilot maneuver? Yeah. I don't think that's what they call it, but it would be funny if they did.
10-4-179, you are clear for loop-de-loop.
They're in like a debriefing after a run-in with an enemy MiG, and then I proceeded to do a loop-de-loop, and I evaded their heat-seeking missile.
They're just in an That's the guy who sees the UFO, and they have like an interrogation room afterwards, fucking like single swinging bulb. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're just like, tell me about that. Why did you execute a loop-de-loop?
Well, sir, I broke below the flight deck in a advanced loop-de-loop maneuver to.
We're in the military to save lives. Protect our country, not do sick fucking maneuvers like a loop-de-loop.
But honestly, bro, that was a pretty sick barrel roll you pulled. That was it's pretty sweet.
Listen, I don't want to say anything because we were like, you know, had government eyes on us, but that was a pretty fucking sweet maneuver.
Pretty sweet maneuver, bro.
I've got some maneuvers. But yeah, it's so fucking weird. Like, this is the time for all of the supernatural, paranormal, you know, what do you call like a fucking UFO? What would that be?
I think it's called paranormal. I know it's not in the traditional sense of like, you know, because it's there's sort of a fanciful explanation, but I think it is listed, at least in the Unsolved Mysteries catalog, as paranormal.
Really?
That's interesting. Or unexplained.
I mean, I guess.
Also,
yeah.
Yesterday or last night, today, I don't know. It's all blending together. I don't fucking know.
Mm-hmm.
The CIA released like thousands of pages maybe on a bunch of like different clandestine paranormal things that they've been looking into for years.
Like, oh, this is just the shit we've been looking into?
Yeah, like, oh, here's a whole shit ton of case studies. There's like 14,000 pages if you guys want to read into all this shit.
I know you're all bored at home, so if you want to...
Yeah. Yeah, there was some guy... There was,
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. There was some paper that came out like 3 days ago that was a remote viewing session done by the CIA with a remote viewer on Mars, and it was like a million years ago, and they had them like going to all these very specific coordinates and like interacting with these Martians and shit. And It all sounded like they all kind of knew what was going on. It was crazy. But they're releasing that kind of shit. Because I don't know if it's like the, you know, in a year they're going to be like, well, yeah, we put all this shit out there, man. We fucking told you guys about this. We just aren't paying attention because we're dying. Right. You know, we're all dying here.
Yeah, so once everything gets weird, like...
Yeah, we thought we told you.
Like, man, we were 6 months out from releasing, from opening the gate to hell.
Yeah. Yeah,
we tried telling them. We tried easing them into it, but the fucking pandemic was going on. Yeah, like, and now demons are just walking around. I mean, yeah, that kind of sucks. It'd be like fucking Stranger Things. It'd be just like that.
Yep. It would be just like that.
Which they're talking about season 4. Which, I mean, really? Whatever. Yeah, is it 4? Did 3 just happen?
Yeah, 3 happened.
Yeah. So, like, and they're saying it's going to be the scariest yet. So I think that's interesting.
Cool.
So I don't know what that means. Maybe because the kids are getting older and they're like, let's do some weird shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe.
What's that fucking girl's name?
Bobby
Brown? No. The older girl. I'm just saying they're going to get her to take her top off. That's what I was getting at. Like, and now I just sound like a creep.
Sorry.
That I'm like
take your shirt off.
you take your shirt off.
Somebody's going to take their shirt off, right? Because you said it was going to be more mature. So that's how hillbillies pronounce mature.
Mature.
Mature. Mature. Is it
Nancy?
Is it?
Fucking Nancy. That's her name.
Nancy Wheeler.
Yes.
Nancy Wheeler.
God, I hope the girl who plays her is an adult. Oh, thank God she's 25. She's been an adult for a while. Because then I'd sound like a super creep.
Uh huh.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you'd sound like a super creep.
Yeah. It's care. You gotta be careful, man. You can't just crack wise. You know, you gotta make sure.
Don't be an idiot. You know.
But this is gonna be the time, man. This is gonna be the time when all like the UFOs come out. Like Sasquatch is gonna be walking down Main Street.
If you have to pick like, which one it is, do you think like what do you want to come out during this? If you get to choose.
If I personally get to choose,
yeah,
I'm always gonna say Bigfoot. Because I feel like that's the least threatening. You know what I mean? Like if I found out during this that like UFOs are real, like not just UFOs, but like that like aliens from another planet are coming here and shit. Like if I found out that was real, fuck a pandemic. I no longer care about the pandemic. I'm going to go hang out with people all I want and no longer give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like, 'cause we're going to die.
Like it, none of it matters anymore. None of this matters anymore because, like, I wouldn't even say necessarily that even if they came here and were like, "Hey, we're cool, like everything's cool. Can we hang out with you guys? Like, what's up? Let's share some knowledge."
That's how they would be,
dude. I would hope so. I would hope. You really think so?
Why would they travel anywhere just for? I don't know. It seems like if you're gonna take the jump to go somewhere, you know, across space and time and shit, mm-hmm. It's because you need something. And do they really need to, like when we go, I don't know. Maybe it's just like going to the zoo for these guys. Maybe, you know, I was going to use the analogy of like, you know, do we, that's true. Yeah, but maybe it's like going to the zoo. It's like going to the Bronx Zoo and shit and looking
at like, hey, you guys want to pop down to Earth later?
Can we all just agree to keep the fucking things in the air this time? Because at one time, fucking Kevin fell out of the goddamn sky and they've been talking about it for 60 fucking years. Never saw him again. P.S. Robert Stack's ghost has just been followed by the account of the _ Farina, which is the ghost of Dennis Farina.
Oh, so, God. We're going to have a fucking blast.
Yeah, yeah.
The ghost of Dennis Farina. So you're not straightforward the same as...
Yeah, I mixed it up a little bit.
You did. That's good. I like it. Because then
it seems like we're coming from two different places.
Exactly. It's like when Satan and God talk to each other on Facebook. You ever see that shit?
Yeah, I used to see it on Twitter, I think.
Yeah, that's always fun. Whoever came up was like, you know, I'm just going to create a God account.
Yeah.
But no, like if UFOs fucking came here, I would no longer, even if they were cool, I still think I'd be like, none of this other shit matters anymore. Literally everything has just changed. I'm no longer going to have an interest in like playing Xbox. I'm no longer going to have an interest in like doing much of anything else, I think.
I agree. But then again, I have to say that I am one thing that this pandemic has taught me is our ability to readjust and to like reform what we consider normal. Like if you had told us 6 months ago that this shit was going to roll out the way it did and that at some point, you know, we won't see each other for 2 months. We'll be doing podcasts, you know, in two different locations, aren't in our respective basements, because we won't be able to be around people. We won't see anybody except for our family, and the people that we do see will be several feet away. There'll be shortages of toilet paper and now meat, you know, tens of thousands.
You won't be able to go to stores.
Right. Now 75,000 Americans are dead and it's charging. You know, we expect between 130 and 200,000. If you had told this shit to us 6 months ago, it would have incited a terror and a panic that was, you know, unseen. But we just gradually accept it. Life continues. We're still watching fucking Tiger King while people are choking to death and lungs full of their own snot. And we're still playing fucking 2K and talking about it. We're still telling dick jokes to each other on the internet. So, you know, you wonder, like, there might be, you know, maybe a 6 month period where everybody lost their fucking marbles. Or maybe, you know, maybe everybody would just sort of ease into it. And, you know, podcast 326 will be me and you going, well, I can't believe fucking Bleeplorp, you know, told us that we had to obey his fucking command today. I wonder how that's going to impact us. I hope he's a podcast fan.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess most things are going to be about the same, but, you know, they banned peanut butter.
Yeah, just peanut butter because, yeah, they're super allergic to it.
But, I mean, I guess if I came to another planet and I was like, listen, I want to – like hang out here, but there's one thing you guys have that we really can't get near.
Yeah, we gotta put the kibosh on those arsenic sandwiches that you guys are choking down.
But listen, if we find one fucking teaspoon of peanut butter anywhere near us, we'll just blow everything up.
Yeah, well, no, we're gonna vaporize your planet, son.
Yeah,
we'll throw this whole solar system out of whack. It doesn't mean shit to us. We're not even from the next neighborhood.
Nothing. Yeah.
Yes. Like, we don't many give a neighborhoods fuck over. About
the Milky Way galaxy. You guys named a galaxy after a candy bar.
What kind That's of stupid ridiculous. Shit? Yeah, we're from 100 grand. Yeah. Yeah. Are you familiar with the fucking Mr. Good Bar? Because we've been warring with them for millennia. Yeah. And that savage barbarian Reese's.
Right.
Fucking warlord. Like a red-eyed African warlord. Looks a lot like Michael Jordan these days. Actually, you know, come to think of it. No human can jump that way. Yeah, no human can jump like that. It's fucking Reese's, the barbarian warlord. Found out that he was actually pretty good at this round ball game. So.
Yeah, he stayed.
Yeah. Yeah.
He came here.
Yeah, Roswell, 47.
Right. It was a scouting mission.
Yeah.
And then he was like, wait a minute, I enjoy this game with the peach basket. That's a cool thing. I'm going to lay low for like 50, 60 years, and then I'll like...
I'm going to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as they develop sneaker technology that can make me rich with Earth dollars beyond anyone's wildest dreams.
Yeah, because I have all these fucking Skittle coins that mean nothing.
That means shit. I've also like, got 16 toes on each foot, and I can't go out like this.
Right.
So we need to develop. We need to develop some sneakers.
All I'm saying is, I've never seen Michael Jordan's barefoot.
Who has? Nobody has. Ask Horace Grant.
Fucking Horace Grant.
Ask Tony Tucox. Ask him.
Horace Grant is like, Michael gave me these special goggles so I can see what he sees.
Yeah. Yeah. It also shows him to be the lizard person that he actually is, but which was terrifying for quite a while, but sure. You know, six rings. I mean, what the fuck? You know, what are you going to do?
I mean, Horace got three of them, I think.
Yes, yeah, swimming and championship vag. Yeah. Yeah, Michael's a lizard person, but
so that's why I would pick Sasquatch.
Sam Squanch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that that's the most plausible.
Well, it's got to be, right? I mean, I feel like if anything, like maybe like the way they say that the dolphins are coming back into the harbors and shit, like maybe that's like
Earth heals, right? The Sasquatch comes out of the forest.
Right. And he's just going to fucking like walk down Main Street. Like I'll just be sitting
Burger King.
I'll be sitting down here having a fucking coffee.
Yeah.
And then just looking out the front door and there's fucking Sasquatch in a tree. Yeah.
It's real squatchy in your neighborhood. That's how we'll start talking about it. You like, want to hang out and get some pizza or like, something? Yeah, no, I can't.
I don't know.
Super squatchy. It's going to be on like the local forecast. You know, I see patches of squatch in this particular area. It's going to be real squatchy over here.
Yeah. I mean, they're like bees. If you leave them alone, they'll leave you alone. Yeah,
they're actually more afraid of you than they are.
Yeah, believe it or not. I mean, that's why we haven't seen them for so long. But now that everybody's staying home.
Also, know. if you kill one, they send out a signal to the other squatch, and then they'll
right, then
they'll
they swarm.
Storm. Yeah,
a squatch swarm.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Maybe there's that. I don't know. Anything. I feel like them releasing all this shit was... I imagine it's that fucking moron in charge sitting behind a desk, you know, with his arms crossed, looking at his cabinet, mm-hmm. going like, anything? Can you do anything? Just tell him anything. Can we do anything to keep him away from the idea that I'm the problem here? Is there anything we can do?
Right. Anything at all.
Like, no, man, you're doing all this. This is all fucked up. I don't know what you want. What about aliens? Can we tell him about the aliens? Like, no, Jesus, no.
We've been telling you for fucking 3 years. We can't tell him about the aliens.
Yeah, I know. But like if... Fuck, in only a few more months, none of us are going to have jobs, so maybe we could just tell him about the aliens. Let's just tell him about the aliens, remote viewing and whatnot.
You know what? Maybe that's the best thing that could happen out of this whole thing. Like, so Trump got elected 3 years ago. Obviously, it sucks. But, like, say he loses.
Dude, I want that to be a quote in a history book somewhere.
Obviously,
Trump got elected 3 years ago, and obviously it sucks. Yeah. Yeah, it obviously sucks. It sucks, like, to a level in which no one ever thought it could suck.
Right, a whole new level of sucking.
Fuck. Go ahead, sorry.
But like, so say he loses this year in the election.
Yeah.
And he gets so pissed off, he just starts revealing everything.
Mitt Romney was the second gunman. Fuck it. Aliens walk amongst us. Yeah. All kinds of shit.
Oh my God. Yeah, like that's
that would
it.
Be
that's
awesome.
It. So, like, I could deal with 3 years of bullshit if he decides to fucking tell us all the shit.
That would be amazing.
They'd have to amazing. Take him out.
Oh God, and that would. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't mm-hmm. want to. I listen. I don't want to get dark, but I do have to say this. I was thinking in the midst of this fucking crippling depression that I've been wrestling with over the last couple of days about how bad everything is and about how there's no end in sight, which is not something that you really, I don't know. I mean, me personally, it's not something that I've really considered because we've sort of been taking it at 2 week intervals or, you know, or a month or blah, 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 blah. And things are,
right.
While it seems like things are opening, just know that like nothing is going to go back to normal for so fucking long. Like a significant chunk of your life will be gone.
You know, it's going to be the corona years, like the COVID fucking 19 years. Like it's going to be
it's so depressing to think about like how much time you have left on Earth versus how much time you have like where you're just going to be stuck in your house or not watching sports with a crowd or not being able to attend shows or whatever. I mean, there's going to be, I mean, of course, barring some you know, barring like a vaccine and all that shit. It's so fucking depressing. And then I was thinking about the president and how none of us should be surprised by this in any way, right? I mean, this guy like is this morally bankrupt guy mm-hmm. who went out and like and literally bankrupted like his casino and his stupid ass school and his steak business. And then we brought him in and now the everything is falling apart in the exact way all of his other ventures have fallen apart.
Right.
And we're like, nobody's doing anything. It's fucking maddening. Whoa. What the hell just happened?
What?
Did your dryer just turn on?
No, it was my part of my furnace. It has a pump.
Oh, a pump.
And it just kicked on good. For like 2 seconds. And good,
because
it was
no, it was great because it was enough to break me out of that because I probably would have went to a dark place. But anyway,
oh, good. Well, I'm glad that happened.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. It's great.
But yeah, I don't know. I am noticing. I know I've said this probably every week since we've started this, but like every week it gets more and more like noticeable. I really miss sports, man. Like I know we keep talking about it like on and on, but like, dude, the NBA playoffs should be going on right now. Baseball should be a month into the season. Like
Stephen A. Smith's quote of our tweet the other day just said horse. Like that's where we are. Horse. Yeah, that's how hungry we are for like live entertainment that we can watch. Horse. We watched people play horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually got upset about it.
Oh, yeah, you were livid.
I cared enough to be like, you know what, man? And fuck Zach LaVine.
No, but for real, though, like, fuck Zach LaVine.
Yeah. I don't watch, like, the skills contest during All-Star weekend, but...
I mean, I will if I'm home early enough.
If they played the skills contest from last year's All-Star game now, I would be all over it. I would order a pizza in. Mm-hmm. I would make it like when I was a kid and WrestleMania would come on. I'd be like, oh, we're going to get a pizza and we'll put like bowls of nachos and shit out. We'll like set up this gross ass American smorgasbord of fucking bad decisions. And we'll watch it twice. We'll watch it once. And then when they play the replay, we'll watch it again. We'll talk about it while it's happening. It's going to mm-hmm. be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
That's how I would be for the skills contest to see who could dribble through tiny cones.
Dude, WrestleMania actually happened during this. That's like crazy too. Like,
How?
They did it over two nights. It wasn't in, I think it was supposed to be in Tampa. I don't think I could be wrong about if they actually still did it in Tampa. Dude, Raw and SmackDown are still on every week live.
With people?
Yeah. Well, no, not with, there's nobody in attendance. So they
weird.
They picked up, traveling. They stopped traveling. And they do everything from like corporate headquarters in Connecticut right now.
I hear that's the move for the NBA this year.
That's really what they should just do at this point. If they get the clearance to do it, man. Like
yesterday, Woj reported that Adam Silver had a big call with owners and blah 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 blah, and maybe the Players Association. He talked to the Players Association, and they were talking about two venues to start. Vegas and Orlando are the big ones on the table right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's envisioning a seven game playoffs, the whole thing. They move right to the playoffs. Basically, everyone's tested on the way in. Nobody does anything. Nobody moves. Like you just protect yourself and yada mm-hmm. yada yada. And then next year it's totally up in the air. And I guess 40% of the income for the NBA comes from fan attendance. So
wow, really?
Yeah. So his message to them,
I wouldn't have guessed that, but yeah, I guess
I wouldn't have guessed it either. But his message to the players is like, look, his quote was that the collective bargaining agreement never imagined a multi-season pandemic.
Sure.
So these guys are gonna feel it financially, which mm-hmm. on one hand, like that sucks because it's their job, and now like the world, not even just the U.S. I mean, basketball is like a global sport. Like the world needs them to go and play basketball at the mm-hmm. same and to do it for free, essentially. At the same time, these guys are fucking like generationally wealthy right now, you know.
As far as compared, like yeah, like your average player is making well over what, you know, your all-star players were making even 10 years ago.
What's the league minimum?
But that being said, like these kids in the G League, man, like guys on you know, 1 year deals and shit. Like, yeah, you still feel for them. I mean, yeah, they're probably still making, you know, 500K a year. You know what I mean? So it's not like they're broke. But at the same time, this is what they put everything into, and now they might not get a chance to come back. That kind of that sucks a lot.
League minimum for the NBA is $99,000
for a season.
For a season.
Ooh. That kind of sucks.
Yeah. Like, okay. Okay. But now look at it like this. Now you're taking at least for the playoffs, you're taking traveling out of the game.
Right.
Everybody's going to one place.
You can take as many steps with the ball as you want.
You're taking traveling out. You're taking all the stress of the game. So now it's basically just come in, hang out, play the game. It'll take a month or whatever, or a couple weeks to get through the schedule of the seventh game playoffs and like to have an actual champion for the year. That's not really a bad gig, is it? I mean, 48 minutes.
No, I mean, totally.
And if you're like, you know, the 15th guy on the bench or whatever, it's not terrible. And, you know, Jimmy Harden and fucking Chris Paul and you know, Bron, they can probably take a pay cut, and they can take a cut next year and all that shit. But it's going to take now. I think we're going to see where all these dudes have been all about, you know, for the love of the game and that whole thing. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to see about that.
Yeah.
Now
we're going to see what's serious. Up. How serious are you?
And I hope Silver's brutal about it. And he's like, yeah, okay, fuck you. You're going to fucking Europe, all right? You want to make some money, go play in Latvia.
Right.
We'll see.
Sports,
people. Sports.
Fucking sports.
You love them. We love them. Sports, sports, sports.
I wouldn't be surprised if the baseball season, they're just like, yeah, it's just not happening this year.
I heard July. That was the last thing I heard. I saw something the other day on ESPN. Phil Hughes posted something about July 6th that he was involved in some kind of like, he's involved somehow in the league now, I guess. And he had leaked out some information that July 6th might be the start of really short spring training, similar to the NBA thing where nobody's traveling. And they all kind of play like, you know, round robin style. And then a season with no fans.
Like a really short fucking season, but yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Because by the time if they do a weird spring training thing in July, that means they might not start until.
But I mean, who gives a shit?
Oh, no, I'm just saying. I would watch nothing.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
I totally would too.
I mean, it would be weird and depressing and quiet and bizarre, but.
Yeah, baseball's a pretty quiet sport anyway, but could you imagine with no people in there? I mean, some of the stadiums, like, let's be real, some of these stadiums don't get any fans anyway.
Yeah.
Like, so for some of them, it's probably pretty normal. Like the Rays have like nobody at their games.
Yeah The most infuriating fans in sports are the Rays fans. Like, come and support the fucking team, guys. I mean, they're a good team. Mm-hmm. They're always in the hunt, and you guys just don't want to go to a baseball game. Is that what?
Well, it's because
is?
Their stadium isn't in Tampa Bay. It's in fucking I can't remember anyway.
Well, the Meadowlands, or the former Meadowlands, isn't in New York either, but people cross the bridge to go watch the Giants and the Jets, don't they?
Fair enough.
Thank you.
Fair enough. But those games are once a week.
Game. Okay, that's
fair. The Rays are playing every night.
That's true. I know. People be lapping up the Rays now, though.
Oh, yeah, now everybody's going to love them.
Super, super fans of all these shitty market teams. I mean, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Hey, you know what I saw that pissed me off this week?
What's that?
I want to bring this up.
Please.
And I hate bringing this guy up on the podcast, and we've talked about it before. And, you know, there's a lot of conversations we have about this guy where we're I don't know, whatever. Seems obvious, but I don't give a shit. I'm on this podcast. I'm going to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Smith started a fan club.
That's weird.
Okay.
Okay.
He started a fan club, and now some of his content, like podcast content, is on a paid basis.
Oh.
If you're a member of the Kevin Smith fan club, it hosts audio archives of all of Smodcast, and he has ad-free archives. and ad-free club exclusive podcast, Silent Bob Speaks, plus plus one 2020. So he started. So Silent Bob Speaks is new, and plus one he brought back from the old SMOD. What do you call it, Sir? The radio. Mm-hmm. So that's back. So it's two podcasts he's doing premium, and he's putting up a whole bunch of rarities, film, like his movies, a bunch of like rarity, like extras and shit like that, behind the scenes stuff, home movies, media, and more. Yeah. So there's tiers. There's the Clerk, which is $5 a month. There's the Mall Rat for $10 a month.
Where is
there's,
this?
This is kevinsmithclub.com. The Funployee is $15 a month, and the Yoga Hoser is $30 a month.
$30 a month? Damn.
All right. Give me a fucking break, dude. Give me a fucking break with this.
Yeah. I mean, love the guy, but damn.
What's the limit? I was really turned on my whole like adult life with his sort of ethics and his work ethic, his output, and you know, the idea of like fucking, you know, he just makes stuff and I like that, and he mm-hmm. shares stuff, and he was so early on the podcast game and blah 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 blah. But now, like after all this time, I've been listening to Smodcast for like 12 years,
right.
13 years. Mm-hmm. Because when my daughter was born, I remember the first couple of months before she was born were like the first couple of podcasts. I listened to this shit. I've been listening to that shit forever.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like, yeah, you know, we should make a couple of bucks. What the fuck is going on with this world?
I mean.
Money grabs, bro.
I mean, do the tours not make money?
He told us what the tour made.
He literally told us, yeah, when we went to see him, that the tour was made like $2 million or something.
Yeah.
Like it was, and I'm, yeah, okay, it's not like he's bringing home $2 million.
No, but he paid his investors and there was, and all the gravy on top. Like right. He definitely made money on that tour, like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And remember the whole, you know, the whole free funny thing, you know, hours of free funny, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. On the banner for this fucking webpage, it says, give me a little money and I'll give you hours of filthy oral. Well,
it's not even funny anymore.
It's not even funny anymore. It's just hacky.
Yeah. He's a, as they say, he's like a caricature of himself. Like,
yeah, yeah. It's really
sad. He's a parody of himself at this point.
It's really sad. It's sad for me. I sit in this office and I look at these old posters and, you know, I remember a time where that guy was an inspiration to me. You know, I don't find very many people inspiring. I haven't in my life. I'll say it's even bigger than me not finding people inspiring on a day-to-day basis. But like, you know, in my life, I have found very few people to be be inspired by and kind of watch and, you know, worship in the church of. And I have definitely not been that guy in the last, like, you know, 10 to 15 years for him. Mm-hmm. I definitely fell out of favor after, like, you know, Dogma or, you know, maybe Zach and Miri or somewhere around there, Clerks too. So I don't know. So, but like now it's just fucking gross. Now it's just gotten gross.
Like, and then he's always been like, had a cult following, of course, like obviously, yeah. But like, it was nice that everything was accessible. Like yeah, like when you and I went to the Jane Silent Bob screening, I was like, oh, should I get an autographed poster? But I talked myself out of it because I was like, I don't know. That's a lot of money for... It's not like the cool thing about an autograph to me most of the time, unless it's like some huge like item, like the cool thing about getting an autograph from a person is being there when they signed it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Like, I love autographed stuff from people. Like, I have an autographed Kevin Smith poster. You know what I mean? Like, I have stuff. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. Like, I felt like, well, if I'm at an event where he is at, I don't want to be buying a poster that's autographed from a kiosk while he's 50 feet away from me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. and he's a dude that you can constantly buy his shit. Like, and now this is just more of the shit. Like
it used to be cool because, if it's the old, thing. Like that band was cool before everybody knew them,
right?
Like, dude, I remember.
That's what this is, yeah.
That's what this is. I remember my girlfriend used to go. She was at school way up north, and I remember I would take like the regular Greyhound bus into Syracuse, and then take this local bus that would hit the commuter bus, mm-hmm. that would go around and drop everybody off after work.
That's a shitty bus. It took fucking 8 hours to take a trip.
It was literally 4 hours to get up there. It was fucking crazy. Plus the Greyhound trip. So altogether, right. So I remember coming onto campus finally, and it was always just me and the bus driver left, and we would always if I felt like it, we would shoot the shit. It was always the same guy. It was always pretty cool. I remember kind of coming onto campus and seeing the poster for Chasing Amy that was going to be playing at the school. And this is a year or two after the movie had come out or whatever. But still, nobody fucking knew that. Nobody knew. I mean, obviously people knew it. It was a huge movie. But it wasn't fucking Star Wars.
Right.
There wasn't this throng of the classic, fucking fat guy in a Spider-Man shirt.
Kevin Smith.
And now... That's just what all of this shit is.
Yeah.
It's just become so, it's just turned itself. It's turned in on itself and become so self-aware to now this guy is out here hawking. It was funny when he was like, hey, it's your fucking trusty old pal. Come and buy this shit and see us in person. I like people who tour because it's a lot of work.
The work was going into it. And don't get me wrong. I think I'm looking at these tiers.
Yeah.
On this thing. There's some work going into this. You still got it. But this dude was recording podcasts already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And constantly.
Yeah. So
that's why I'm like, oh, you're going to keep doing what you've been doing, but now you're going to charge for it?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, dude. For that long. What's the most expensive one? Yoga Hosers is $30 a month.
That's a lot of money, man.
Four exclusive Kevin Smith mini scripts taken straight from Kev's shelves. We're printing physical copies of the actual scripts used to make Kev's classic flicks. The first scripts released will be the second draft of Clerks, dated 1993. This never-before-seen version of the script features scenes that weren't even shot, as well as scribbled notes by a young Kevin Scott Mosier. Get a different script every 3 months. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. It's like he's just like he realizes he has this trove of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's just like, "Oh, I could sell this."
A giant garage sale.
Yeah.
So gross.
But it's like copies of it. So it's like, "Oh, wait, you mean to tell me you're going to send me copies of a script you wrote fucking 30 years ago?"
Yeah.
Great. I have to pay $30 for that?
No, as a guy who makes movies, I would be interested in seeing a script with notes in it. Just
sure.
Because it's
absolutely.
It's just comparison. It's not, but it wouldn't matter to me. I don't know. It's just educational. That's an educational piece of material. I know this movie really well, and I see that he changed this to this and this to this. And I wonder why this was cut. It's just education.
Yeah, but most people aren't buying it for that.
No, most people are buying it to put it on the fucking wall.
Right.
$30 a month? Listen, Luminary, when Luminary came around last year, they stuck it right in our ass.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They were monetizing podcasts at a level in which had never been done before. Their idea, and still their idea, is to be the Netflix of podcasting, which is so incredibly stupid.
And don't get me wrong, I am all for... if you want to buy Stitcher Premium, you know what I mean, and not have ads,
yeah,
great. But and if a podcast wants to advertise to earn some money, you should go nuts. But
every podcast should probably have a Patreon.
Yeah.
If you support the our tip jar on the website, something. If you want to support a podcast, you should be able to support a podcast. But it's a free medium. It was made. It was conceived as a free medium. And it's always been a free medium. And so mm-hmm. now just to take something that and try to monetize it so far after its popularity, we just said, Smodcast, has been around for 12, 13 years. So a dozen years after a podcast gets big or podcasting gets big, then you say, oh, we should probably make some money on this. That's fucking, that, no, that's, it's too late. You're dumb.
And you were making money on it. It's not like they, it's not like he's not making money podcasting.
These guys make a ton of money. Like, I know you don't listen to Rogan, but I read somewhere Rogan is making like $75,000 an episode because
that's
his
insane.
Podcast is so big and has so many listeners, like, you know, 8 million listeners an episode or something.
Right.
That's all ad sales. His ad sales are so expensive because people fucking listen. Mm-hmm. So think about that. Now, if everybody's doing the work and you're going out there, okay, I hate Dave Matthews, and I hate sure. I hate Phish. I hate these.
I know
bands.
Where you're going with this, but yeah.
But they tour. They're putting
the work, man.
They put the work in. They go out there every year. Tom Petty used to do that shit. You go out there every year. You do 75 shows. You sell your T-shirts. You sell your tickets. You earn your money. You're never going to get rich off your CDs. That doesn't. It's not like that anymore. So when Lars Ulrich was like, they're stealing our money, man. No. That's an old antiquated formula. You got to go out there and work for it, you idiot. And those people are the ones I respect. But it's like people like this. These are the guys that think that they can still get rich off their CDs. You can't. Like,
right.
Earn it, man. Get out there and work for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird that this is where it's gone. That the, you know, greed and shit has taken over. I mean, even a guy like this. This is why it pisses me off so much. Because you figured the whole time this guy knew his voice, his entertainment value is worth something. But he was doing it for free. It was like a thing. And so you're like, oh, cool. He's giving away all this shit. That's great. You know, and it kind of set a standard. Cool. All right. I like this. This is great. I'll fast forward through the first 30 seconds of.
And I've also become far more disconnected, like, from him.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Over the last, like, 5 years, maybe. Just because of, like, the change to this, the shift. This isn't, like, an all of a sudden he's doing this shift. This shit has been slowly coming for a while. And I don't know. I felt way more connected. When there was like a weekly episode of Smodcast.
Yeah, him and Mosier.
And I understand Mosier's doing his thing.
Yeah.
He works hard for his money. But like, yeah.
It's depressing.
But I still would listen to, like, I liked Edumacation. Like, I would listen to that. Mm-hmm. And Fat Man on Batman was fun. Like, but now it's gotten to the point where I'm like, well, now I'm just not interested anymore. Because, like...
Yeah.
Like, you're forcing me to go a certain route if I want to be as connected. And I'm like,
and I'm just not interested in the persona either.
Right.
Like, I think one of the coolest things that I have seen in my adult life was when we went to the Jay and Silent Bob reboot showing way back in the before times in February. and he's like a vaudevillian huckster, you know, like he's out there like big eyes, big hands doing
like
jazz
before the
shit.
Like before the movie started, he's like, hey everybody, it's
hey, yeah, like morning zoo DJ guy. I uh-huh. hate that version. But then there was a moment, and we talked about this before, where like some film professor asked him a question, and all of a sudden he was just the guy that I watched for all that time,
right?
And like his voice went back to normal, and he got really into this story, and it wasn't peppered with all his weird fucking idiosyncrasies that he uses as, like, you know, it wasn't like a manufactured story. He was actually having a conversation. So there was this brief for him period of time, brief, you know, question answer where I was sort of re-engaged, and it made me sad because that guy isn't there anymore, and all these morons are like eating this shit. Like they're being fed, like to them that's he's the guy. Mm-hmm. To them, like the big hey, what's going on? You know,
right.
And the same dick jokes every fucking show. Mm-hmm. To them, he's the guy, which is so weird and bizarre and sad to me because there was like a filmmaker in there that was actually like a revolutionary in the game.
Right. Yeah. You watch all these old interviews and shit. He's just fucking telling people what's up, like. And it's like straightforward and like, well, this is how we did this and we did it this way because of this. And like, it was like actually interesting shit.
Well, he was one of the first to share the information.
Yeah,
there was none of it out there.
And don't get me wrong. I think he's funny. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, of course.
Of course. And you know what I mean? Like Smodcast was fucking funny because him and Mosier, you know, there was no bullshit going on there. They just had a conversation. You know what I mean? Because who's he going to perform to? He's not going to perform to Mosier. You know what I mean? So it was like,
yeah.
But now it's like, every podcast feels like this weird fucking vaudevillian version of himself, and it's just so fucking annoying.
Yeah, it's really annoying. I think I'm officially off the train. I feel like I've been for a long time, but this is gross. And Corolla, a long time ago, I listened to Adam Carolla, mm-hmm. and it was there.
Well,
was
he was like an OG podcaster, so
was yeah, yeah.
How
yeah.
many
he
shows was, were out there? You know what I mean? It was like Corolla, Smodcast, Rogan,
right?
NPR,
yeah. So I used to listen to Corolla back in the day, and Corolla is like, he's not personally my kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't agree with his politics, and I don't agree with his fucking attitude. He's kind of a brash asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But I always liked his like rotating cat. Like, he always had like Bald Brian and Teresa Strasser, or, you know, Gina Grad, or Allison Rosen. Like, there was always this like couple of people in the room with him, and they always kind of balanced them out and blah, 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 blah. And one thing I really did enjoy about him was he started talking about what he referred to as the pirate ship, and mm-hmm. it was all about, that's how he referred to his company, his podcast, and like, what, you know, what the Corolla Empire was, it was like, it's the pirate ship. So if you want to support, like, the pirates are running the ship. There are no rules here. We're going to do our own thing. We're going to podcast. We're going to say what we want to say, advertise what we want to advertise. We're going to use this money to go on tour with the podcast. We're going to make movies. He made like a bunch of documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
He made a couple narrative films. Like, he started selling wine at one point. Like, he made his own wine, you know, like, he was like, there's no fucking big money behind this. And there's no, it's just, if you support us, this is what we're doing.
Right. These are ways you can support us.
And I was 1,000,000% on board with it. In fact, I bought his wine for a while when I could find it. It was actually really fucking good. Then one day I tune in and find that he says that now there's not going to be any swearing on two shows a week because they're being sponsored by like GM. And I was like, all right, that's it. You're done. We're dead. You're dead to me. I mean, I was already out the door anyway because he's an asshole. But like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
It's like, the independence is the thing that I love most about this medium. And then these guys who I know that it's ridiculous to say like they don't need the money because I don't live their lives. But like, come on, man. Look at us versus Adam fucking Carolla, Fat Kev Smith. Like, come on.
Sure. I mean, they had audiences and were able to make some extra dough doing a podcast, and it felt really indie and cool. And then it just turned into like, there's this formula now for podcasting that's just like, oh, you create a podcast just so you can sell ads. It's like with TV, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you just create a show so you can sell the ads.
Yeah. Yeah. It bummed me out.
For the longest time, it was like, podcasting is cool because like, you can actually like listen to people like be themselves and talk and stuff like that. But now it's just another show.
Yeah. Sorry to bring it down.
No,
it
was just true. I mean, it was anybody out there who still listens to us, the essence of this podcast has been essentially the same. Don't get me wrong. If somebody out there was like if we fucking blew up, don't get me wrong, I will, you know, try to sell you Blue Apron and fucking My Pillow just as hard as the next guy. But
I wouldn't hate a little sponsor.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe we should do that this year. Maybe we should be like Theo Von has, he does a podcast. You know Theo Von, the comedian with the mullet?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does a podcast, and he has like, at least he used to, have this sponsor who was like a pizza shop near his house. You know, and like, I'd be down with that. Like, let's just get a pizza sponsorship where, you know, why don't you guys just flip us like $50 a week or some free food, and then we'll just mention you. I don't care.
Mm, I know a pizza place that would be probably more than happy.
I don't know. I don't know if he'd be happy. He's pretty tight with a buck, that guy.
I don't know. That guy like slings us free pizza all the time.
Well, then in essence, Sean, we could say that we are sponsored by him.
Fair enough.
So there
check
you
out Fresh Basil in Amsterdam.
This episode. Yeah.
Dude, sponsored how many times have we gone in there and we get like, you know, fucking two drinks and half a pizza between us, and it's like, $2.
Give me $2.
Just give me a couple bucks.
I ordered food from there last week, and he was so excited to see me. I felt bad. It's like when you're away for a while and right. you come home and your dog starts losing his shit. Like when their back half is moving too fast for their front half,
right.
and you feel bad because you were gone, you know? That's how that, I mean, he wasn't doing like the dog dance or anything, but he was really fucking happy. And I felt so bad.
Does he know that we're not in the mall anymore?
I don't think he knows that there's a pandemic happening, because I walked in there and dude was not wearing a mask. But no, he was. No, that time he was. He was really happy.
He's a good guy.
He was really happy. Oh, and yeah. And I ordered a shitload of food, and he was like, I don't know, $18. Like, no, that's not at all what this is. This is $30 worth of food. So,
like, your business might not survive this. Let me give you the money.
I think I put the balance into his tip jar.
There you go.
Yeah, you got it. You got to pay it for. Are you ordering out a lot? Are you ordering food?
Not really, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I was thinking about getting some Chinese food, though.
Oh, my God. Chinese food. Okay. Chinese food. Do you remember? Did you ask me? No, Chris asked me about the Chinese food situation. Somebody asked me about it, and I said, and they asked me about it so close to me getting Chinese for the first time that I was still angry.
Oh, that was me.
I was you. I'll tell. Okay, I won't bring another anger subject into the podcast. I'll tell you afterwards. But my God, dude.
I don't know. I heard rumor that they deliver now. I don't think that's true. I think the person who was talking to me might have had their restaurants mixed up.
There's an inferior Chinese restaurant in town that delivers.
But they do deliver. That's the thing. That's the thing. They do deliver, though.
Yeah, but it's not good.
And their kids. I'll drive the 20 minutes, you know, not 20 minutes, but like a 20-minute there and back trip to. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you could hit the good Chinese place with a softball from your house right now.
If I really tried.
If you really like wound up, pulled back. I mean, you have to stretch for a while ahead of time.
Sure. You got to give it the good windmill underhand. But yeah, I think I could do it.
I think you could do it.
Anyway, that's what food we're getting today.
Oh, hey, they're doing a whole bunch. They've got a whole bunch of new shit going on here.
What are you talking about?
I was pulling it up to see if they're delivering. So they have a whole new. Okay, so when I went there was a line of 40 people.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody standing in line.
Yes.
A woman just walked up in front of me when I was second in line and was like, are you going to be really upset if I just cut in here?
Yes.
And I said, yeah, I will. She goes, well, it's just I ordered my food at 3:45 and now it's like 5:00. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, what time did you order? And I looked at my phone and I just showed it to her, and the call log said 2:45. And she's like, but my kids are in the car.
Great.
And my boyfriend's getting really pissed. And I go, listen to me. I go, this is an unprecedented situation. I'm like, just stand here and wait to be called. And she's like, what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do? And I look back at the no shit 35 people behind me. And I go, the same thing they're doing. And then she spun and asked the kid in front of me, are you going to be upset if I cut in the line? It was the most infuriating thing.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So now they say you have to wait in your car. Wait in your vehicles. They'll call the number.
That's great. I didn't even know they had a Facebook page. So
they do.
I see that now. I'm looking at it as you are. And yeah, they have all these rules.
I like it. Which is great. Though, but it's very clear. It's super clear.
Clear and concise.
I love it. Cash or cards. That's it. Wait in your car. We're not doing shit online. We're going to take care of one person. Fuck off. I love it. Look, if we're not able to adhere to these rules, we as a business will need to close again. I love it. It's like, if you don't, I will turn this car around. That was Mike
very much
from China Walk saying he's going to turn this whole car around. I am going to order Chinese food as soon as we're off this podcast.
I might do the same.
Oh, damn. We should park next to each other.
We should.
Next week, let's podcast from our cars in the China Walk parking lot.
That's great.
we're slowly relaxing like with the restrictions that are relaxing. So like now, like I'm pretty close to you. I'm only a couple blocks from your house. I'm out of my house. And then like next week we'll be in a parking lot together.
Right.
And then, you know, we'll just slowly increase. What do you think we're part of what phase in the New York
podcasting plan? Do you think what phase
yeah
are we?
What phase?
Probably
do you think?
Phase 12. I don't know. Like it's
phase 61.
No, I haven't looked at the phases, so we'll see.
There's a lot of phases.
Well, hey man.
Hey man, that was 217.
It's 217. This is, you know, it's becoming the new normal. But you know what? It's also good to know that if we're ever in a pinch, we can podcast pretty easily from home.
You've been doing it for two months.
Yeah. Aside from
no, when, I mean coming up on 3 months, sir.
No.
March 13th. March. The week before March 13th is the last time we podcasted together.
April to May.
2 months. Yep.
Regardless.
Irregardless.
Yeah. But you know what? It's still been good for me. It's been good for you.
Oh, it's so good for me.